When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
The gods, the drugs, from my generation, and it's a sin. The gods, the fake, the fraud, the messing with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Move to the music, play like music. Move it to the music.
Welcome to Monday Night Rollins.
Woo!
Yo ho ho and a bottle of Dom.
Bro.
The new day.
Let me talk to you.
Baby.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the deeper dogs.
Move to the music. Play like music. Move it to the music.
Acknowledge me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney, and I am the artist formerly known as Pizza Funny. And I am joined today, as always, by the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's DPP. Happy holidays, DPP. We're it's almost over.
Almost over. Well, we got the New Year's to go, right? Christmas is done.
I guess the hard part's presents over. Yeah, the family part for the most part is over. You're not really always expected to hang out with your family on New Year's. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, but you know.
I was voluntold.
Less expectations.
I was voluntold I'm going to be hanging out with my family. So PC Tunney, you're welcome to come over.
For New Year's?
Yeah. Brass Balls Brady wants some wings, so.
Well, then I have to stay up late. We'll see how the day goes. I'll let you know. I'll be in the middle of 5.5 days off. I don't think that I'll be up that late.
Right.
I might go to bed and get for the midnight. But speaking of young whippersnappers who still probably have plans for New Year's, it's none other than the Funky Phenomaly and also fresh AJ Balazs. AJ, big plans for the New Year's already?
We're just going to hang out with Jeff's brother. And drink until the ball drops or we drop, one of the two.
There you go.
Beauty.
Yeah, it's amateur hour. You don't want to be out on the road with all these people drinking and driving. And, you know, that St. Patrick's Day, those are two holidays that I've had my fair share of fun on both being out and about. So now it's pretty much, I'm probably not going to even go by dance. I don't even want to go anywhere. I don't want to be out late. I don't. We did it the other weekend, and I was hungover the next day.
That was a long night.
Yeah.
Those are few and far between
I'm
now.
I'm getting tired.
Yeah, that's true. The problem is then I end up drinking for like 8 hours instead of like 3 or 4.
Right.
Oh no.
Yeah, but in 8 hours, you have no idea how much I can drink, AJ.
No, I have a feeling.
Not get sick and not...
I have a feeling, but yeah, I'm slowly getting to that age where I'm just like, just relax. There's no reason to go bar hopping. There's no reason to drive out somewhere for a party. Fuck that. No. Get me a bottle of Jack and I'll be fine.
There you go. Now, don't get me wrong. I've had fun at parties in the past and we've done
so
stuff
have I.
Out and gathered, but yeah, I think, you know, the older you get or whatever. It's always
the
nice
more you
to just
realize.
Have the next day off. You're just relaxed, you know?
And the more you realize the DUI checks. are all over the roads.
Yeah, you got to Uber. You got to Uber if you're going to do anything like that. That's what I've been doing. So, but anyway, like you said, don't drink and drive. Drink a podcast, DWI. That's why we're here. Light show, last show of 2023. you guys want to look back on DWI 2023? I don't.
That's how I feel about it. We know what we did.
How many drinks were taken?
No, you know what? The funny thing, though, is for you know, we cover WWE. We cover the main roster, and we'll get into other tertiary things if they're newsworthy or you know, affect WWE. But, man, I mean, everything this year has been continuously keeping your mind on the product, because the run to WrestleMania last year with the Usos and Sammy and KO and Roman and then Cody. And then into the summer, we said even that Bloodline storyline into the summer kept us paying attention. Right. And LA Knight got huge and we had an excellent SummerSlam, and then CM Punk came back and Cena was back for a little bit. And you just had all these fun things happening in WWE in 2023. I think it's one of the better years in a long time.
Well, that was a year that kept rolling, you know, like you said, with the Bloodline, because it's the continuing story of them, you know, evolving, changing, and somebody keep trying to take them down at this point. And, you know, we keep going down that road still until that is decided it's over, and it's not over yet.
I mean, yeah, Bloodline, Gunther, the Judgment Day, and Mommy. You know, Dominic Mysterio, him coming stronger and stronger. There's just so many crazy things. WWE trading Edge to AEW for CM Punk, AJ.
Basically, yeah. I mean, you guys hit the nail right on the head. It's been rolling. It's been continuous, and it's not really losing its luster. Bloodline feud, perfect. Whoever steps up gets beaten down. There are times where it comes close. Jay leaves the Bloodline. Jimmy turns into backup, insert football reference here, whether it be the coach, the QB, or whatever. Solo just staying solo. And then Bloodline doing it, looking like they're going to crack, and then they're fine. But they're still going to crack. And now our truth's coming into the mix and making it all chuckles, and I can enjoy that a lot. And then, I mean, yeah, I guess you could say they traded Copeland for Punk. That does work, I guess, but it's all good so far. It's all enjoyable. It's all kosher.
Yeah, I mean, as the Bloodline storyline continues to evolve and Roman's reign continues, the even in the year of Mommy, Daddy's back as well. So it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. All right, before we go take our first commercial break, don't forget about prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and thechairshot.com, where we remind you to always use your head. DP, let's let everybody know what we're going to talk about on the 409th edition of the podcast known as DWI.
Well, we're waiting. Well,
it's
the big show.
And it's going to come back to the day one.
All right. We are going to run down. There's four matches already announced for day one. We're going to run that down, give that a nice little look on the Raw side. We do have trivia. And then after trivia, a last call on this triple threat number one contendership, where the winner will face Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble. All that and more when we return right here on the podcast known as DWI.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back, DWI 409, right here on ChairShot Radio Network, part of TheChairShot.com. Don't forget about ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. All right, gentlemen, let's get into it. Raw Day 1 is back as a TV special. Was a pay-per-view, and then they just didn't even do it last year. But the match is on the agenda. We do have a big blood feud singles match on the women's side. Becky Lynch, Nia Jax. How do you guys feel about that one? Where do you think we're going here? I mean, I feel like these two are going to cost each other the Royal Rumble. I think that's the storyline here. But I feel like if they're going to have a match at WrestleMania, maybe they would have to have a title involved. Maybe that's not where this is going. I don't know. I'm interested to see the match, though. I don't think they've had the match since, you know, the woman who made the man.
Well, that wasn't even a match. That was just like a backstage freak accident.
That was before the Raw versus SmackDown match thing, I think. They were going to be on teams, and then Nia broke her nose during a brawl.
Yeah. So I like the little thing of a blood feud. I mean, this should be great. This does look like a long-term feud, but I don't necessarily think that this should be for a title. I don't think that you should have Rhea drop it just for this feud to look presentable, I guess, in a way, but that's just me.
I'm saying if it's going to end up in a Mania match, that's what I'm saying.
It could easily be just like a random throw-in match for day one or day two. They usually have throw-in matches where it's like, okay, now time to go get the chips, refill the beer. Not saying that they can't provide.
It's still something you're doing with one of the biggest stars in your company, though, with Becky Lynch. I mean, and you're not just doing this for nothing. This has meaning and history behind it. That's kind of how I feel about it. It's a big moment in WWE history these two have together.
Yeah, it's. I mean, that's definitely where Becky Lynch started her newest persona. So, and it's been a couple years since that happened. I could definitely see it as a WrestleMania match. They've definitely never fought each other, even after that, right? I mean, that hasn't happened, so this is really it. And they could stretch it all the way till then. You know, I could definitely see what you were thinking, PC, of, you know, Nia costing Becky the Royal Rumble or something, and that leads to, you know, this feud continuing, getting all the way to WrestleMania, because otherwise, I don't know what else you do. I mean, you feel like Becky would need to be in the title picture somewhere then at that point or something. And right now, it just doesn't feel like she's there. And I don't know if she's winning the Royal Rumble or not, or who, you know, what the plan is there. So you could definitely see that happen when they roll it back. You know, it'd be nice to see it come back as a first blood match. You know, I know they're not going to do blood anymore, but that, you know, that would make sense in this feud right now.
Hey, you never really. They might for just like a random one-off.
It's interesting you bring up Becky maybe winning the Rumble or not, but who should win the Women's Royal Rumble, to be honest with you? We go to the men's side, and people right away will throw out a few different names that are at the top.
On the top four. Right?
But the women's side, go ahead. Tell me who's going to win the Women's Royal Rumble.
I don't know. Right now? Bailey. I think Bailey's...
Has anyone even declared themselves?
Say Bailey, maybe? Yeah.
That's it?
Nia and Becky both declared themselves in the Royal Rumble. But Bailey, possibly? But that would... That doesn't make sense either. Like, she's supposed to get, like, you know, screwed over by a damage control, right? Like...
Right, that would make, I mean, she's kind of already got a bona fide story.
Bianca could be one.
That's about it.
I have no clue either.
See, that's really interesting. All right, let's stay in the women's division here, which three of the four matches are, which have been announced. Let's move over to that tag team division, guys. Tegan Nox and Natalya will take on Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark. Winners get a shot at the WWE Tag Team Champions, which currently are Carter and Chance, who I like in the ring. I like their little bit I've seen of them backstage, but I still don't know who they are. Like, I'm still not interested in them. So we'll see what this run for them brings. I'd like to think that they're going to have them for a while here. What do you guys think here? Nox and Natalya or Baszler and Stark back on the title hunt?
These are all baby faces? Is that what this is? I don't even know.
Baszler and Stark, I don't think are baby
faces. Baszler and Stark are heel.
Yeah, I was about to say, I do not think they're baby faces in the least bit.
Because Zoe Stark was a baby face there for a minute.
No, but then she was with Trish.
Yeah, then she turned on Trish. Or yeah, Trish turned on her, or whatever the fuck happened. I don't know. Let me put it this way. I don't care. This is so bad.
I kind of got that.
I just don't. It's so bad right now. I don't care about any of them. That's the problem.
I cared about Chelsea Green. That's it. That's how they took the title off of her, because I think they wanted to get her out of the tag division because I think they think that she could be in the bigger title picture.
That's cool.
I don't see why not.
That'd be great. Absolutely.
She's one of the only women outside of, like, Damage Control, the Four Horsewomen, and Bianca Belair and Rhea that I care about. You know what I mean?
And they give you a reason to care about her too, you know, and she has a character that she plays very well, and she's over with that. And it's like, yeah, I want to see her in the ring. I want to see that match. And the rest of these, like, I don't have a reason to care. I don't have a story behind them. They have no direction, and it sucks. And it's just so hard to actually want to see the match or root for it.
This match is just there. I'm going to assume it's going to be Baszler and Stark because they've kind of built this buddy-buddy relationship of helping each other out. But since the previous topic was who would win the women's Royal Rumble match, why not Chelsea? Chelsea's a name that's on there. She has, like, more hissy fits and everything trying to get to the top. I could see her, like, screaming at Adam Pearce a little too much, and it's like, all right, you want to prove yourself? Go into the Royal Rumble.
She'll be in the Rumble, probably, because there's only so many women, but I don't think she'll win it.
She'll lobby Adam Pearce.
She will not. She will not win it. She will not win the Royal Rumble.
I will guarantee you she will lobby Adam Pearce and she'll be number 30. Either that or Pearce will be so pissed she'll be number one. That's what's going to happen.
And definitely not win there.
And not win.
It's just a possibility, but this match is just, it's Baszler and Stark that's winning this. It makes no sense for Tegan and Natalya because they're just a throw-in 2003-2004 throw-in tag team to be championship contenders, because Natalya is pretty much like Big Show when it comes to these face heel turns. So, next.
I seen a picture of the Big Show when he had the ECW title and he was wearing
looking
a white...
like Peter Griffin.
Yeah, did you see that one today?
Yeah,
that was great.
The 2006 Big Show from ECW was peak. White shirt with the green khakis.
Hey, Lois Reed. Lois Reed, when I was ECW champ. Yeah, that was great.
That was wicked for Bob Jack Pat.
Hey, Lois, were you there when I farted? Yeah, that was awesome. Okay, yeah, Peter Griffin. That's how we feel about the Women's Tag Team Championship. How about something that we are interested in? Mommy's defending the title against Ivy Nile. Ivy's the one that is with the Creed brothers, correct?
Correct.
Well, she looks like a bug on a windshield compared to Rhea, so I'm not kind of trying not to get behind that one, but she seems like she'd probably be able to put on a good match. AJ, do you know a little bit more about her than DP and I?
Not really, no. Although I did just look up what her actual name is, and I'm more upset that she doesn't go by that. I know they're trying to market names, but Slut's the fact that her name is Diamond Mine is perfect.
Hey, that's her real name?
How's that possible?
That's her. And if you look up Ivy Nile, it says Diamond Mine is an American professional. Oh, stable. Never mind. Stable. Fuck you.
Jesus.
They don't have, there's no Wikipedia page for her.
No wonder no one.
So man, she's not winning.
Fuck you, Wikipedia. There you go. She's not winning because of that.
Dan?
That's fantastic. Well, that clears up who's going to win this match. The only thing that I've seen from her, in NXT a few times, you know, she's definitely a good wrestler. At this point, you know, it's going to be, I think, the same match that she had with Zoe Stark. You know, it's going to be a chance for her to show off a little bit, show that, you know, she's a great wrestler in the ring and can go. And to, you know, try and get her some attention and hopefully, you know, get her connected with the crowd or something to have another good talent in the women's division, hopefully. I haven't seen her wrestle a lot, but the couple times I did when she was in NXT, you know, obviously looks pretty good, but definitely, you know, not in a place where she's going to win the title. I mean, I know we've been talking once in a while about, like, you know, could we get an upset win just to, you know, do a quick swap change and when she wins it back or somebody wins, you know, wins their title back. But I just don't see that happening. I don't want it to happen, and I don't think it's going to happen.
No, I don't either. Rhea's got to be taking that belt with her to Mania. I think that and Roman are the only two for sure. I don't know. That it's funny because they're maybe this is a way to get the tag titles on the Creed brothers, right? Where Judgment Day comes out and costs Ivy Nile the match here. And in turn, Ivy comes out and costs Judgment Day the tag titles against the Creed brothers here at some point, maybe at the Royal Rumble. What a better place to do that than there. So, yeah, you heard it here first.
I like that.
All right, the only other match that is set and undoubtedly will be the main event for day one will be Seth Rollins against Drew McIntyre. We all know this can be a heck of a wrestling match. These guys can put on a hell of a banger. I'd love to, if they're going to do that, I'd love to see skip giving me the first hour commercial free. And since your numbers drop after 10:30 Eastern anyway, why not give me the last 30 minutes free so I can actually watch this whole match, right? You're not making any money back on the back end. Why don't you fucking, you know, take your commercials after the first 15 minute break, because that's when everybody's still watching and they stick around for a little while. Anyway, any chance this title changes here, guys? Because I'll even put it as high as like 22.2%.
22.2%.
I think there's a chance. I don't think it. Yeah, I don't think it's more than 22.2, but I think there's a chance.
I wouldn't go. I don't know. I would go, if I went anywhere, it'd be slightly above zero. I just
like
point two.
So I have 22% chance more of them winning than you think. Yeah.
Tony, I think you're the one with the highest, because I don't think McIntyre wins this, I should say. And if he does quote unquote win it, it's because of a disqualification in some way, shape, or form, because Rollins got pissed off at him or something.
Yeah, I'm not here to talk about that, because that doesn't matter. Like, if Rollins gets disqualified, it's the same as if he pinned Drew McIntyre, in my opinion. The belt's going to stay there, right? I'm saying, can McIntyre walk out the champion here, and then maybe then what happens? Maybe Damian Priest cashes in. Maybe he has the belt. Maybe he's distracted with that. That's why they lose the tag titles. Then there's more storyline there. Now you got a bigger storyline. Seth, he's actually in the Rumble. Seth is another guy that could win the Rumble then. You know, that's one thing we're going to get to here with our last call topic today is some guys that, you know, if you're in a title match at the Royal Rumble, do you still think that that person can win the Royal Rumble is a big question we can ask after trivia. But I don't know. I just see a whole bunch of different. We talk about these all these titles being held for a long time, and will we see a surprise title win, right? Like, to me, this is the first opportunity that's got a little bit of juice behind it, in my opinion. I don't know.
I could see a Priest cash in here. I could definitely see that. You know, Drew just, you know, hopefully plays the Brock Lesnar type role and just beats Rollins down so badly, does something to like get himself disqualified or whatever, doesn't win the title, but leaves him laying.
I'd rather have him win the title.
And then Priest screw him, and he's even more pissed off because he couldn't hold the title.
Oh, he wins the title, and while he's celebrating, they come down and cash in, and you know, by Judgment Day shenanigans, he wins the title. Like, if you're going to have the cash in happen, why not give McIntyre a title win over Rollins? He never really got, you know, he had to have WrestleMania in a fucking jar, you know, so why not give him a title? Plus, you add him into the title picture too, then he's owed a rematch, so Seth. You can have a bigger match here. I don't know. Aren't they going to France in February or something? Or Australia?
Australia.
Yeah.
For the chamber.
You know, Roman's title ain't going to be defended there.
True, which, you know, that just works, and it also helps my Rumble prediction
Roman's working the last weekend in January, and then, you know, you'll see him Mania, night two, in the ring. You know what I mean? Yeah. Ready to fight. That's it.
That, I mean, I would like to see this world heavyweight. Like, your little prediction of the cash in, McIntyre might have it for like 5 minutes and whatever. I like this idea because this also plays into my idea of Punk doesn't win the Rumble.
Why doesn't he win the Rumble?
There's no reason with Rollins not in there at the moment. If there's no Rollins at the World Heavyweight Championship, like, he doesn't hold it, there's no reason for Punk to hold this title or hold the Rumble win.
But Punk also said to Rollins, if you're lucky enough to be the one I face.
Yeah, which just, I don't think they're going to red herring that.
You could still have Rollins win it back at the chamber or in a rematch, whatever.
Maybe. That to me, Punk
win the title at the chamber and lose it back to Rollins at Mania.
That to me just muddles the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. Because then it's like, all right, we know Rollins is winning this back. We understand that. So it's
Randy Orton, CM Punk, and R-Truth walk into a bar.
That's what's up.
All right, I think we've done a pretty good job of breaking down day one, getting into a little bit of what could be a very interesting World Heavyweight Championship title picture moving forward, correct? So we'll see what happens. Yeah, it's already that time to take another commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to let the trivia trickster take over. And we got some of the usual trivia, back to the usual trivia this week.
Yes, back to 1, 2, 3.
Trivia Classico.
All right. At Trivia Classico. There you go. It's like a hot sauce. El Classico. DWI 409, Chairshot Radio Network, Chairshot.com, ProWrestlingTees.com, /TheChairShot. Listen, folks, if you think we're mailing it in this show, you might be right, but at least we're giving you a live show. We didn't record this shit like bandwagon nerds. We'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Missed a bunch of news.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
For those of you playing along at home, this is the second beer of the day. That's it.
Wow.
Great success.
You're really going to be enjoying that that vacation there, aren't you? Quote-unquote yes. Vacation.
Mm-hmm. 5.5 days.
Good old Trivia Classico, as Dan called it earlier. 1, 2, and 3 doors. Since Tony probably is off getting a Red Solo Cup, Dan.
No. Sucker. After the show, probably. I had to get my...
1, 2, or 3.
Let's go with 3 for the last time.
And for the last time, Dan does not take a shit this year. Please send all of your prune juice at It's Me DPP.
Never mind. Go ahead.
Who did Stone Cold last eliminate for his third Royal Rumble victory? So who was the last person he eliminated for his third Rumble victory? Tony, I have no idea if you're confused or not. You're just like, is this a trick question?
Is it? Is it a trick question?
I don't know. He's staring intently into my soul.
I think it's a trick question.
Let's see them answers.
Nah, this isn't right. Bullshit.
Man, you never know.
Oh.
All right, Dan. Dan says Big Show. Tunny with the correct answer of it's gotta be Kane.
Didn't you see what I was doing to you?
I did.
I was staring at you, and then I gave the Kane head tilt.
Yeah, that does work. All right, so Tunny on the board there. Dan, come on, he can't win the last trivia of the year.
Sure, he can. He can do whatever he wants. Even if I ran the board, he could still say I win and play the outro music.
Yes, I can. Yeah. Ring the bell. Yeah.
All right, Tony.
I will drop that deuce.
Don't drop that deuce. Which Royal Rumble winner has the least amount of eliminations in the Royal Rumble they were in to win it?
Oh, shit.
Because usually you get these impressive runs of, like, there's 7 eliminations. It was Shawn Michaels' 8th when he won it from 1.
It was somebody who won it from 1.
It was Hogan. So Tunney is wrong with Hogan. Hogan had like 7 and 8 when he won his Rumbles.
One of them came in late.
But Vince McMahon did win it at number 2.
Yeah.
And he only eliminated a good old Stone Cold.
Yeah.
All right. So then the last question. All tied up here. Who was the first wrestler to get double-digit eliminations at the Royal Rumble?
In one match?
In one Royal Rumble one match, Rumble. Yes. Oh. The very first to get double digits in one Rumble.
Thank you. A lot of cheese. You sure you're not in Wisconsin?
No, it's one of Chantel's stress balls. Tunney says a Brock Lesnar, which is incorrect. And Dan said Diesel.
That's also incorrect.
It was also incorrect.
Damn it.
Is it Kane?
There is a tiebreaker to this that I have.
Is it Taker?
It's actually Hulk Hogan.
Son of a bitch.
Now, how many did he have?
What now? Oh, double digits in one?
Yep.
I don't know about all this jazz in the park. All right, I got my answer written down.
Dan, you got yours?
Yep.
Now, if you both get it right, I have a second tiebreaker for this.
I knew he was going to write that down.
Dan put down 11.
I knew you were going to put
down 12. Well, do I give it
what
to
is,
the...
What is it, 11 and a half?
It's 10.
Did he eliminate himself?
Dan was closer.
Well, I was going to... The second tiebreaker question is, what year was it that he did this?
92.
That's what I was going to say. It was 92. So it's not 92. 91.
No, Tony?
89.
It was 89. But...
Nobody wins.
Nobody wins.
That's how we end the year.
Good Rumble trivia to start the year.
Nobody wins.
AJ wins.
Nobody wins. We hope you've enjoyed 2023.
Let's go.
I do highly appreciate getting into like the Royal Rumble mood because it is everybody's favorite. You know, I mean, it really is. It's like, yeah, if it was George Hamilton, it'd be fantastic. All right. Big triple threat. Orton, LA Knight, AJ Styles at New Year's Day Revolution, which is SmackDown January 5th. I kind of like that they're having these super shows on the TV shows instead of a pay-per-view, because what's the difference really? You know, I enjoyed the interaction between Nick Aldis and Roman Reigns backstage. Did you guys watch that where Roman had Paul go get Aldis and Aldis came in there and Roman acted like king shit and was like, you know, stuff goes through me. And Aldis was like, well, let me just tell you something. I'm an executive and I don't have any feelings. And this is the way I do things. So, you know, I really enjoyed that back and forth. And all this is a big dude. So you kind of come across like, okay, guy is legit. He's big dude. He talks well. He had a really good back and forth with Roman AJ. Did you see that?
I saw bits and pieces of it. Basically, like, who actually controls SmackDown and all this just taking none of Roman's shit was probably the best thing ever. Where it's like, yeah, you met your match. Because I can suspend you. I can strip you of that title.
It's an additional wrinkle in the storyline now to the bloodline, right? Whereas, yeah. Like, Adam Pearce seemed like he was kind of getting pushed around. Nick Aldis is the guy that's just going to be like, hey, no, we're doing it this way. It's interesting to see what the backlash is going to be from that then.
Yeah? You get no opinion, Dan?
I didn't see it. I have a lot of it, but that's gonna be another dynamic to watch now that there's actually a commissioner on SmackDown. Is, you know, how long until, you know, that blows up and Roman is fighting with the authority again, you know, or something. You know, it could possibly lead to the end of the bloodline too. Who knows?
You can even throw the most random of wrinkles and actually have Aldis wrestle him because Aldis can still probably go.
Here's the problem with that, though. You just made him the general manager.
I'm aware of that.
Already. Like, this would have to be in the summer.
Could be a year from now.
I didn't say right now. I'm just saying, like, he could still...
I don't think so. I don't think Roman's wrestling that many people. Like, even if he, let's say he breaks Hogan's record, right? Okay, he only needs to have three more matches, guys. That's it.
I mean, what if the what if the match to break Hogan's record was against Aldis?
Okay, you really?
I'm trying to make something more, more tangible and fun here.
We already know it's going to be Dominic Mysterio.
Really? Really?
Really?
Really?
Really?
Really?
Really?
Really?
Really?
Really? Infinity.
Oh, Paul Rubens.
Really?
Yeah, I was about to say something kind of Balazs-ish, but I stopped myself.
Say whatever you want. Who are you gonna?
I was gonna say with this idea of Aldis being there, are you gonna be like Pee-wee, feel a little dead inside?
Oh, I thought you were gonna say
I butt chug salt water all the time.
I didn't know.
No, no, or not neither blue cheese either. I know the alliteration's there, but
I understand. So here's the deal, though. Who do you guys have winning this match and facing Roman at the Rumble?
Well, I've been saying it for since he came back. I think Randy Orton's wrestling Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble, so I got to stick with that. I don't think LA Knight's going to get another shot just yet. Whatever, you know, whatever title or wherever he goes, they kind of had his match with Roman Reigns, and I just don't know if it's time again for that. AJ Styles obviously makes a lot of sense. We've talked about that too, you know, now that he's back. So I like that. I certainly like that. But right now, to me, feels like it's Randy Orton's match. I think they got other plans for WrestleMania. And I think Randy Orton's going to get his shot at the Rumble.
Does Randy Orton go into the Royal Rumble then, in addition to being in this match?
No. I don't like, if you have a match, I don't like to be in. I don't like they should be in the Rumble if they have a match. Especially for a title.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think, AJ?
I think you give this to LA Knight for the Rumble, but AJ is going to do some form of interference because he's pissed off about this, and that's like the bigger story that they wanted to say that is for LA Knight, where it's him versus AJ, which will be an amazing match regardless, because I still think AJ should be in the Rumble. I think that Orton should win the Rumble. That's just my opinion on that. And maybe LA Knight comes out and he screws over AJ and eliminates him, even though he's not even part of the Rumble. Because we've seen that multiple times over, and that's how you start the match or the feud between them more. So I wouldn't mind that, in all honesty. But I think that you give this to LA Knight, give him his one more opportunity, he fails, and then that starts more shit down the line.
It's fun. It's a nice little twist they've put in here. It's just weird because you could see Orton and Roman being the main event of Mania as well. So you could see Orton getting screwed out of the way here and winning the Rumble. You could see Cody winning the Rumble. You could see Punk winning the Rumble. I mean, those are the three guys to me. There's not anybody else. It's Orton, it's Cody, and it's Punk. I really hope it's not Cody again. Unless they're planning on, unless this was it, they don't care about Hogan's record, and he's gonna. Then Cody's got to beat Roman, right?
Yeah, at that point, you need Cody to beat Roman for this.
Well, so you're almost giving away. What's going to happen then? If Cody wins the Royal Rumble and ends up facing Roman Reigns, he's going to beat him.
Well, I mean,
that's
why I keep saying Orton to win the belt at Mania. You just need him to be there for the Rumble.
Who do you have Roman facing at Mania then, Dan?
I have him facing, well, I'm assuming Punk's going to wrestle Seth Rollins, because that seems to be where they're going. But Punk versus Roman would be my ultimate match to do that, because you have Heyman in there. I think, we've talked about that. That's just that X factor in there that could really make a big difference. So it's, I'd like to see that more, but I got the feeling they're going Cody Rhodes, that Cody Rhodes angle. And yeah, Rhodes has to win it. And if Rhodes wins the Rumble, he's not going after the world title. He's going after the WWE title. He's going after Roman. He's got to take him down. So if Cody Rhodes wins it, he's winning at WrestleMania. He has to. And now that I say that, probably means that he's not going to win. So, but I like the idea of All Punk right. winning the Rumble here going on, but, and I like him wrestling Roman Reigns, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, now we're getting into that time, right? We got the two TV specials coming up. We're basically in the run to the Royal Rumble. As SmackDown hits us this week. SmackDown's not taped this week, I don't think, is it? Because Raw was a best of the year show.
It's a best of SmackDown as well.
Is it? Okay. So they do kind of have 1 week off.
Got the week off
season. Everybody wanted an off season. Here it is.
Got it.
There's no brand new content on Raw or SmackDown except for the people standing in the studio throwing it to the matches.
This is making me think. Does NXT have the best of NXT then?
I can tell you right now, because we are recording on a Tuesday, and all I have to do is...
Triple H, given the WWE roster a week off, I tell you, Vince McMahon would be rolling around in his grave if he was dead. It's terrible.
Instead, he's rolling around with a mustache.
Yeah, I can't tell if that's something that's happened before or not on NXT, because, well, I don't watch it.
Fair.
And back to the Texas State Rice Bowl game that I don't care about either. Yeah, I think that's it this week. You guys got anything else? A little bit of abbreviated, but still, nonetheless, new content here. We did have a Bandwagon Nerds top 10 Christmas movies of all time special that hit Monday. So if you're looking for something of the holiday season, go check that out. I don't know if there's a Greg DeMarco show that dropped already this week. There may or may not be a Chair Shot NFL to see how my vacation goes here, but at least you got Bandwagon Nerds and DWI this week, that's for sure. So yeah, other than that, things should be back to normal. Don't forget about prowrestlingtees.com/ the Chair Shot. AJ, give them your deal.
So my little wrestling tidbit that I'm going to say is congrats on New Japan getting Hiroshi Tanahashi as their new Japan president moving forward. That's about it. It's one of the names that Dan knows.
I heard that name before. That may or may not be one of the names I pick for trivia.
But other than that, you can follow me at PhenomenalAJB, AJB in all caps. You can follow this podcast and all of our other stuff on thechairshot.com, because we're not just podcast galore, we're also articles galore. Sports, entertainment, you got it. All on thechairshot.com.
You want it? You got it. Toyota.
You ask for it.
You ask for it? Ah, damn it.
You ask for it. You got it. Toyota. Shout out to Forget Paris and that old guy.
Fucking Burgess Meredith. Was that Burgess Meredith, wasn't it?
I don't know if it was or not.
Now I gotta know.
Can't end the show.
Yeah, Paris. Nope. William Hickey. Damn it. William Hickey was that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. He was good movie, in a lot though. Of stuff, though.
Yeah.
He was in a lot of stuff. Joe Mantegna was in that movie.
Joe Mantegna was their best friend, the two best friends I always go out to dinner with when he orders the veal parmesan.
And Richard Mazur.
But anyways, you can follow me all over the worldwide social media interwebs at It's Me, DPP. And yeah, look for Forget Paris wherever you can watch it. It's a fantastic, 90s Sleepless in Seattle type of, You Got Mail. The old Billy Crystal movies. Good stuff.
You can buy it for $2.99 on all your streaming services, because it ain't free anywhere. You can follow me at PC Tunny. Don't forget about Chair Shot Radio Network on all of your favorite streaming platforms. I just want to thank all of you listeners for sticking with us for another year of DWI And as we move on to 2024, hopefully wrestling stays as this good. So good. You know, I drink a lot and people tell me I slur. And then I go back and listen to the show and I'm like, no, that sounded fine. And now I sit here, I barely have anything to drink, and I can't even fucking talk today. Anyway, DWI 409.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.